But the question is, what do I do with those feelings? And how can I use them to my advantage as a student who wants to get accepted into PT school as soon as possible?
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you are on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. Have you ever been jealous of another student? You've seen someone else either get accepted into physical therapy school before you, or they passed a class that you did not, they had a better grade than you, all the different things that we use to compare ourselves with other people. Have you ever seen someone else's situation and say, man, like, I want to be happy for them, but every time I look at what they're doing, it reminds me of what I am not doing or what I have not accomplished or the fact that I have not yet gotten accepted into PT school. Today, we're going to talk about jealousy as a pre-PT. We all feel it. It's human, but it might be holding you back, or actually it will hold you back from achieving your dream of becoming a PT or even getting into PT school or whatever your next milestone is, passing your next class, doing well on the GRE. It's going to stop you slash hold you back from that. So we need to discuss it because I had an interesting conversation with a student a few days ago, and I feel like you need to hear exactly what I told this student. So let's dive in. But before I do that, my name is Joe Scooey. I am a physical therapist. I am also one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, where for years, we've been helping students just like you get accepted into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. So if physical therapy is the career that you want, if this is your dream career, then look no further. We got you covered. This is going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. And every single week we have different pieces of value and content and stories to help you get one step closer to your dream of becoming a physical therapist. And so let's talk about jealousy. Let's talk about, you know, if I see someone else, whether it's a friend or another pre-PT who I felt like maybe at one point we should have been at the same place, but now they're further ahead than me, or they got accepted into PT school and I didn't. How do I deal with those feelings because they might consume me? And so here's a message that I actually got from a student not too long ago. It said, Joseph, how do I not get jealous that some of my friends from the pre-PT society in college got accepted into PT school and I didn't? First of all, understand that it's human to have those feelings. And why is that? Well, because it matters to you, right? Becoming a physical therapist matters to you. Passing your class matters to you. Getting into your dream school matters to you. Passing the GRE or getting the score that you need on the GRE matters to you, right? But the question is, what do I do with those feelings? And how can I use them to my advantage as a student who wants to get accepted into PT school as soon as possible? So here are the three things that I told this particular student that I would like you to hear about what you should be focusing on if you ever have moments of jealousy for other students. Number one is asking yourself, why do I want to be a physical therapist in the first place? I think sometimes we get so lost within our fears and doubts and anxieties that we forget what our main focus was in the first place. And your main focus is it to get into PT school? Is it to be better than the other student, or is it to become a physical therapist? And why was that even your dream to begin with? Like, go back to your reasoning, go back to the experiences that led you to confirm that physical therapy was what you wanted. Maybe it's something that happened to you. Maybe it's something that happened to your family member, a relative. Maybe it's the exposure that you had when you worked at a clinic or when you shadowed at a clinic. Maybe it was an interaction with a therapist or a patient, watching a patient go from start to finish and seeing how that transformed their life. Go back to why you wanted to become a physical therapist in the first place, because if you don't anchor yourself on that, you can easily get caught up by the wind of doubt, anxiety, fear, jealousy, and so much more, and basically have that consume you and potentially lead you to believe that you're not good enough, right? And so go back to why you wanted to do this in the first place. Number two, understand that the students you're comparing yourself to are not the ones making the decision on whether or not you'll be in a particular PT program. Guess who is? The school's faculty members, right? So focus on the people making the decision, which is the school, the faculty, the professors, the chair of the department, the admissions department. They're the ones you should be focusing on. So take that same energy that you have doubting and focusing on other students and focus it in on the people that are making the decision. The more you focus on them, the more you obsess over the schools you're applying to, finding the right schools to apply to,
understand those schools in and out beyond what's on their website, the better your chances are of getting accepted into that school because you are meeting the things that they are looking for, right? And so instead of using your energy focusing on other students, use that same energy focusing on the schools that you're trying to get accepted into. Number three, focus only on what you can control. What happens sometimes is we compare ourselves based off of things that we don't have much control over, right? You can't go back in time. If you had a rough freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior year, or maybe all of college was rough, well, you can't go back in time. So ask yourself, what are the things I can control now? What are the classes that I can retake now that'll actually make a massive difference? What are the strategies that I can learn to get better grades on the hard classes that I did poorly on before? What can I control in terms of my mindset? What's going in my mind? Because a lot of times when we have doubt, a lot of it is because we're not filling our minds with the right things. Who am I listening to? Am I listening to people that are adding more doubt to me? Or am I listening to people that are constantly allowing me to see what's possible? Am I listening to stories of students who have been in a very similar position to mine, who have had the same struggles as me, but also ultimately got accepted into PT school? Am I using them? Am I leveraging their stories to inspire me, realizing that if they could do it, then I can do it too, right? And so make sure you're focusing on what you can control, because focusing on what you can't control is one of the fastest ways to quitting on your dream career. And I've said this many times, but the only thing that can guarantee that you won't get into your dream career of becoming a physical therapist is if you quit. The moment you decide to give up, the moment you decide to pull the plug, the moment you decide to quit, it's done, right? But the power belongs to you, not anyone else. So use that emotion as fuel. Also start channeling your focus towards the things you can control, towards the school that you're going to be applying to. And all of a sudden you'll start realizing, whoa, I'm actually doing things that are getting me closer and closer to my dream of becoming a physical therapist. That's how it works. That's how it works. But don't beat yourself up for feeling those emotions, but understand that you have a decision to make. You can either go down the path that ultimately leads you to quit and give up on yourself and feel like you're not good enough, or you can say, wait a minute, there's been other students just like me who have done this, who have been in the same position as me, who have had similar struggles to mine. What did they do differently? And how can I put myself around more and more people like that? So once again, if you're currently comparing yourself to other students, or you have compared yourself to other students, or you ever do compare yourself to other students, come back to this training. I hope it was valuable. And if you know of another student who could use this message, send them this link, have them watch this, but also be sure to like, subscribe, and tune in for plenty more like this. And if you enjoy this one, go back and binge on all the other trainings that we have on this platform and on all of our social media platforms as well. But if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, man, I'm starting to realize that I actually need some direction, some help, some proven guidance from people that have been down my path, but also have worked with students just like me who have had the same struggles as me. Well, you're in luck. That's exactly what we do. We help students get accepted into PT school without wasting time or money. And we've had students that have had GPAs as low as a 2.4, as many as 5+ PT school rejection cycles before they shifted things and got accepted into PT school, as many as 20+ rejections in a single year. I'm telling you right now, we've seen some of the stories where students got to the end where they were like, I think it's about time for me to quit on my dream. But we told them, no. There's certain things you can do. There's always a next move. There's always a next step. And those students are either currently in PT school or they're currently physical therapists. So if you want to learn what they did differently, then go to www.acceptedstrategy.com. Schedule a call with one of our team members. We look forward to speaking with you and helping you figure out what your blind spots are, where you're stuck, and what your next moves need to be. So that's it. Have an absolutely amazing, amazing rest of your day. We'll see you on the next training. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.